Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Saint Scholastica, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assistant in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled Touch and Reach, and the readings are from the Book of Genesis and the Gospel of Mark.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Then the gospel passage for Mass at today's Eucharist, of February, is in Mark 6, the last few verses, 53 through 56. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. Dear listeners, dear friends, I need to underline something almost before I've written it. Let me do that right now. The opening reading of the Eucharist today consists of the first 19 verses of the Bible. The book of Genesis is not a scientific treatise on the origin of life on earth or elsewhere. So what is it? It is, in fact, a highly sophisticated and admirable work of theological reflection, enabling those who read the text or hear it read, appreciate a good deal better than before the ancient belief in God as the one responsible for life, the loving force that shares existence with other beings, you and me included. Our contemporary 21st century awareness and the development reached of scientific and technical knowledge of what makes up the universe has this advantage for Thomas McCarthy, the disciple of Jesus, who's sharing this reflection now. The advantage of placing a spotlight on the theological understanding and faith, and hope indeed, in the mind and heart of the author of the opening chapters of Genesis. Our own approximation to an understanding of what is real, will enable us to nod in agreement when the text says, God saw all that had been made, and behold, it was very good. Forgive that lengthy word on today's first reading, and allow me now to comment on the remarkable and inspiring short extract from the Gospel according to Mark we heard a few seconds ago. All who touched the fringe of Jesus' garment were cured. Mark notes at the end of today's extract from his gospel account of the life, death, and resurrection appearances of Jesus of Nazareth. What can this mean, touching Jesus? And if it means anything, how can any of us touch him now that he has returned to the Father? The first section of a good news reflection would have to say, so let me do it now, would have to say that our faith permits us to say that Jesus is still among us, despite his having returned to the Father who had sent him on a mission to enable our salvation. It's awkward at the start to have to insist that departure doesn't always lead to absence or loneliness. Once Jesus came among us, I believe, he remains in our midst, right here in the world and situation where we live and seek to cope with. The Spirit of the risen Lord is the light we can switch on, or rather, realize it has been switched on from above, as it were, for our good and welfare. While we seek to grow as disciples, there is a good deal of learning and understanding ahead of us. Theologically, as on the first day of creation, light emerged, so the light from light, lumen de lumine, has come among us, and never again can we complain of being in the dark unless we've not even opened the eyes of our hearts to see and understand the revealed and revealing light that makes sense of life and gives it purpose. The growth of our consciousness and closeness to Jesus, our Saviour, takes time. Growth is like that. And if you or I imagine ourselves touching the fringe of Jesus' clothing, it's no bad start. Even some of the words and lessons that the Word of God, Teacher of the Nations, shared, even some early grasp on our part of the meaning of Christ's teaching, this already situates us on the road that will lead us to a destination that reveals the truth and meaning of it all. Godspeed us.